The fifth quarter.
And Tommy Hawkins missed a couple tonight, but he's been very good too. And Cameron and Hawkins, when they if they get 10 shots between them, you'd like to think that they're going to kick 7 or 8 of them. Yeah. And Cameron is a real dead eye for a set shot or general play. He doesn't miss too often.
No, he doesn't. He's got talent to burn. He's fantastic. He hasn't played for ages. Comes back, kicks 4.
He took a couple of contested marks too, which is not really in his wheelhouse too often.
No, not at all. And as you said, his shots at goal, you'd like to have him kicking to win the grand final.
Carol has joined us on the line. Carol, thanks for your call.
Yes, hi. Thank you for a good call. Very
thanks,
disappointed
Carol.
In the first quarter, though. They can't play like that in finals. They'll get smashed.
Neody?
Well, they got smashed today when they played like that, Carol, and then they were able to come back. Absolutely, and I think you would have heard Jeremy Cameron say there's a couple of things that happened in that first quarter that they'll be able to work on and address, and that will be their focus. But, good effort to come back from that far down, but you're right, if you're playing against one of the other top finals contenders, it'd be tough work for you if you gave them a 5-goal head start.
Missing not being able to go to games, Carol?
No, I work on Friday night and also Saturday, so it makes it very hard to go to games. But I listen to you all the time, so that's one good thing.
Good on you, Carol.
Appreciate the call, Carol, and you're in the draw for the next level skirmish double pass as well. Happy to take your calls, 52232955. KFC Twitter, Benny, what's some of more of the... plenty of discussion about this Tom Hawkins tackle.
Yeah, on Joyce. So just Tim is suggesting... Tim Huguenin is suggesting, what was Joyce supposed to do? Already handballed it, both arms pinned, head driven into the ground. Seems pretty cut and dry case to me. Fraser just in gutsy win. Top 4 locked in before the D's game next week. Great result considering the current state of our list. The chaps, great win against a team playing for its season, weathered an early storm and came back to kick 13-6 after that initial run. Nice signs from Holmes and Simpson making smart decisions. So I think Cat fans are pretty happy. Nick's 9 suggesting Dangerfield wants that premiership. And, liking the interview with Jeremy Cameron post-game. So I think the overall sentiment, Kingy, KFC Twitter, is that Geelong fans are pretty happy with that performance. They were jumped and then arm wrestled their way back in. And look, they certainly didn't play their best football, but you're not going to do that every week. And it was, as Neody said, after last week's effort to be 5 goals down at quarter time, or 5 goals down 20-minute mark of the first quarter, and then reel them back in and win was a pretty good performance.
Steve joins us on the line. Steve, thanks for your call.
Yes, Kingy. Were you disappointed Colin Jasny didn't line up at full forward at some stage during the game? He's a goal machine.
Because Jake Collard, now see, the thing is now, Steve, Jake Collard-Jasny has played 128 games and has, in my eyes, hasn't kicked a goal because I haven't called him kicking one. So until he kicks one and I'm on the call, I was very stiff. Benny always starts the game, always give Benny the respect of doing that. And he was fortunate enough that, that's what happened in the opening 37 seconds last week. So, Steve, devastated, shattered, didn't sleep well during the week and did consult my psychologist as well, just for a chat as well about it. So
your physician.
In all seriousness, I don't think Collar. If I was having a bet, Collar will probably play 220 odd games for the Cats, maybe 250, and he'll kick 3 goals. I reckon, Benny.
Yep, and you might call all 3 of them, Kingy.
You might. Yeah, you'll be all yours.
And you'll be dirty. You won't sleep.
All right, Steve. Thanks for your call. John's joined us on the line. John, thanks for your call.
Hey, boys, great call today. Just to Neody, give us 2 reasons why Geelong can win the flag and give me 2 reasons why they can't win the flag.
I'll go certainly the glass half full. I would say just talent and experience. So point to guys like Cameron, like Hawkins, like Selwood. And if you look at the 3 players they've added since last year, I think they're better for it, and that is Cameron, Higgins and Smith. So probably giving you 3 reasons why they can win it. Why they can't would depend on the opposition. And we've seen Melbourne, we have seen the Bulldogs, and we've seen Port, and to that case Brisbane, have purple patches throughout the season. So if any one of those sides gets on a run, you can be actually beaten on the day by just a better side, which is what happened last year. But look, Geelong are right in amongst it, and they deserve to be equal favourites with probably Melbourne at this stage, I would think.
Great call, John. 52232955. Happy to take more of your calls. And John, you're well and truly in the running for the next level skirmish double pass. the KFC Twitter. We've just had a look at that, but just some of the scores from around the place. Benny, Port Adelaide 140 defeated Carlton 45.
That's an extraordinary result. I reckon the score, Carlton were 38.
To 16, I reckon, or thereabouts.
Yeah, about 20 points they led by, or at least two goals,
it was three goals. Best part of four goals.
They've kicked one goal from at some point late in the second quarter through to the remainder of the game and been beaten by nearly 100.
Ollie Henry's just kicked a goal for Collingwood.
You mentioned that is unfortunately the end for David Teague.
Yep. Yeah, he'll coach next week and they'll be out the door, unfortunately. Ollie Henry's just kicked a goal for Collingwood, 2-1-13. They trail Brisbane at 3-18. So the Lions they would want to get hold of Collingwood tonight in some way, shape or form to give them a sneaky sniff of potentially stealing a top four finish. If the Dogs, if the Lions were to win by a good margin tonight against Collingwood, they would join. They'd be a game behind the Dogs, and then they'd be relying on winning their final round game and having the Dogs fall to Port Adelaide. AFL couldn't have scripted it better that their top four teams are going to play each other in the final round, Benny.
No, it's all working out an absolute treat for them, King. You know, if you had said at the start of the year that the final four game, the two of the games in the last round were Geelong versus Melbourne and the Bulldogs versus Port Adelaide, and that would be the top four teams, somebody would have suggested that you've just come off fresh off a frontal lobotomy.
I can tell you, though, that if Geelong were to lose next week, Port Adelaide beat the Dogs, guess where Geelong's going the first week of the finals?
No, they're going to Adelaide.
Yeah.
Yes.
We know what happened there last year.
Yeah, and if I had wheels, I'd be a tractor, but I'm not. So just the permutations and computations, Kingy, are quite extraordinary. Yeah.
And, Tom, they also remember the Cats did go to Adelaide in the first week of the finals and made it into a grand final, and Port Adelaide were packing their bags early. You just never know.
You mentioned there, Jack Henry's really developing for the Cats. His brother can play. I'd say he's a first-year player. Yep. He just took a great contested mark, kicked the goal from about 45 metres out to 45-degree angle. He has got some serious tricks, Ollie. He was taken first round, though, wasn't he?
He was.
Yeah.
Yep. Hawthorn 9-10-64, the Bulldogs 5-7-37. So that was one of the upsets of the year as the Hawks tipped over the Dogs, and the Dogs will be rueing that because that was...
Yeah, that's a poor performance.
Yeah. That would have... Well, they would be sitting on top right now if they had won, and we probably would have been second after the weekend. We expect Melbourne to beat Adelaide, but this weekend's thrown up.
Yeah, it's like if you seriously want to waste a whole lot of your week, try and do a ladder predictor.
Yeah.
Like, if you're doing the ladder predictor, jeepers, you've got some spare time.
It's one thing to lose. I'm sure Luke Beveridge wouldn't be happy with that. To not score, basically, I reckon, Kingy, it was for at least a quarter and a half against a Hawthorn side that is going okay, but they're certainly not at the top of the tree. I mean, Geelong lost last week, but at least they came back and had their chances late in the game to steal it. They didn't deserve to win, but that's a really poor performance, especially on the back of a poor performance the week before from the Doggies. So it'd be interesting to see. That's a massive game next week against Port.
Leopold Sporties around the grounds in the Ballerine today. Model Warrior 82 defeated Barwon Heads 52 in a qualifying final. So the Warriors into a second semi against Torquay next Saturday at Port Arlington. Barwon Heads will go into a first semi final next Sunday at Port Arlington against the winner of tomorrow's elimination final between Anglesey and
Ocean Grove. Yep. Go, Grubbers. So they'll get the job done, won't they?
Lost to Anglesey by 7 goals during the year.
I didn't ask you what the score was last time they played.
So I think Anglesey might start favourite.
Well, I didn't ask you that either. I asked you if it's going to win. You've given me two.
Anglesey.
Oh, goodness. We've got to cut out 15 minutes of the show. Grubbers at home.
GFL.
Well, good luck.
GFL. Grovedale and South Barwon. South Barwon 143. Grovedale 94. But I can tell you, Jason Doherty, that Tom Gillett, K-Rock's own, kicked 8 goals in a losing effort. So he will win at 17. He will win the GFL goal kicking, which is a pretty impressive effort considering he's only played, I think they'll only play 12 or 13 games, and he'll only play about 8 or 9 of them because of Falcons commitments.
That's pretty good.
Pretty impressive effort. That's a career high for him. Newtown 127 defeated Lara 65. Geelong West 133 had the better of North Shore 31. Leopold 80, too good for St Albans 38. St Mary's have taken top spot off Colac 82-71.
Have they?
So St Mary's now need to beat Grovedale in the final round to secure the minor premiership. 11-point result there. And the other game was... Oh, that's right. St Joseph's defeated Bell Park 87-80.
Good work.
But despite winning, Benny, West's win over North Shore was so great, the Joeys have been knocked out of the five despite winning.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's disappointing.
Yeah. Bond percentage. So Joey's low, have St Albans next week, which they should win, and Geelong West play South Barwon. So the loser of that probably puts themselves at risk of falling out of the GFL top five. And all going to plan, Jayshaw and I will be bringing you, I think, Geelong West South Barwon's probably a likely destination next week in the GFL. Should be an absolute cracker between the Swans and the Giants. So that is all the Around the Grounds for our good friends at Leopold Sportsman's Club, your complete family venue, Kensington Road in Leopold. The fifth quarter.